Welcome to Slight Reliability, the show where we learn SRE and observability one week at a time. I'm Stephen Townsend. Hello and welcome back to Slight Reliability. I'm Stephen Townsend, and this is the show where we learn SRE and observability one week at a time. And on June 16th, I'm going to be at SRECon Asia Pacific in Singapore, presenting a talk titled Beyond Observability. In a nutshell, it's a talk exploring different things that we might want to monitor as SREs, not including technology. For example, measuring operational effectiveness using DORA metrics, which is something I'm going to talk about with my colleague Tim Wheeler in a future episode. So if you're at SRECon Asia Pacific in June, come and say hi. I'm looking to meet as many people as I can, but I will only be there for the last day, unfortunately. But today, we're talking about measuring toil. Toil is one of those classic SRE concepts that everyone talks about. But what is it, really? How can we measure it? And if we want to reduce toil, what do we do? Toil is actually not that easy to define. In the original SRE book, toil is described as work which has most or all of the following attributes. Work that is manual, or requires human time and attention. Work that is repetitive, tasks that get done over and over again. Novel or new work is not toil, no matter how manual or tedious it is. Work that is automatable, in other words, it's simple enough in nature that you could write scripts to do it. Complex or creative work that requires a human mind is not toil, even if it is manual. Work that is tactical, when it focuses on reacting to the needs of the moment rather than strategic objectives or being proactive. Or work that has no enduring value. Tasks that produce permanent improvement in a service are probably not toil. And lastly, work that scales linearly with service growth. So if the amount of work that you have to do increases as service size, traffic, or user count scales up, it's probably toil. If you've been listening for a while, you know that I like to try and reduce ideas down to their basic essence. And I find it quite tricky with toil, but I might summarize it as manual repetitive work that does not create long-lasting improvement. It's still work that needs to be done. It just doesn't create enduring value. Now, I've deliberately left out the word automatable because I think that leads people down the path of automation first, whereas I think personally that process simplification or removal of toil work altogether is as valuable, if not more valuable, than automation. Digging into that a little bit, automation is great, but to automate a process well, we first need to deeply understand that process, even question the process. What value does it provide? How does this process fit into the overall value stream? Can we simplify the process? Can we get rid of the process entirely? If you're interested in this concept of simplifying, streamlining processes and removing unnecessary tasks, I'd recommend looking into the world of lean development and in particular value stream mapping as an exercise. Just going on a small tangent here, this makes me think of something that I've been reading about in Lean Enterprise. Change advisory boards, or CABs, are a common structure in large enterprises. You have a group of people, usually managers and leaders, who come together to discuss each planned production change. They assess the risk based on what they've been told by the engineers actually working on the changes. At the surface, this sounds completely rational. Let's avoid risk by putting in an approval process. But it's been shown that CABs don't actually provide any tangible reduction in risk. But they do add an enormous overhead to lead time, slowing down the value generation throughout the entire organization. I am reaching a little bit here to try and make CABs fit into what I'm talking about, but the point here is that there's no point in trying to streamline the CAB process. Instead, let's think about the original intention about reducing risk and try something else. Peer review by engineers and peer programming has been shown to mitigate risk much more effectively than CABs, and with a much lower impact on lead time. If only leadership were brave enough to relinquish control, then you'd have a faster moving and less risky organization. Okay, let's go back to toil. My SRECon talk is all about monitoring and whether we can apply observability concepts in non technology systems. So how do we measure toil? Can we monitor it continually like we do CPU usage or request latency? I think Steve McGee, who co-wrote Enterprise Roadmap to SRE, summed it up best when I tweeted this question. He said, surveys. That's it. And I think I can agree with him. As much as we like to think we're all fancy and sciencey, I don't think there's any automatic and accurate way to measure how much toil your individuals and teams are dealing with. In fact, as Dom Finn, who's a principal engineer at ANZX, put it, measuring toil can end up becoming a source of toil. Toilception, if you will. I think the best we can do is ask our engineers to assess it for themselves and to trust them. It's worth mentioning that when I posted the same question on LinkedIn, Shay Stewart from RunWin said that you could do some rough analysis based on labels or tags in your issue tracking system, like Jira, but this relies on how fine-grained and accurately your engineers are entering in their work. It would be a very rough indicator at best. This kind of blows apart my entire intention, which is to figure out a way to monitor toil on a graph in a non-intrusive yet accurate way. But given what I know right now, I don't think that trying to continually monitor toil in this way is a worthwhile exercise. It would be great if it were practical, but it's not. Which leads me back to my wider questions about monitoring non-technology systems. Systems with people and culture and behavior, organizational procedure and structures. How do we monitor these? How can we make these systems observable? And how automated can we make this effort? This is my quest and something I'll be sharing in the next few months. To finish up, I wanted to do a little bit of housekeeping and a few announcements. Firstly, as I mentioned earlier, I will be attending the final day of SRECon Asia Pacific in Singapore. I'll only be there on June the 16th because of some prior commitments that I had. But I'll be doing my talk, Beyond Observability. And if you're in Singapore for the event on the last day, come and say hi. The week before, I'll actually be in London of all places. And one of the things I'm doing is going to AWS Summit on June the 7th. Not to speak, but you'll be able to find me either at the Squared Up booth or roaming around the event. I'll probably be doing some interviews and snippets for the podcast if you're interested. So come and say hi there as well. And finally, my former colleague Gwen Berry and I are presenting our reliability benchmarking work at SLOconf on May the 15th to the 18th. It's a virtual conference and the talk will be on YouTube, but we're hoping to also be around for the live stream of our talk to chat and to answer questions. And lastly, I've never done this before, but if you like slight reliability, I would appreciate it if you could rate or review the podcast via whatever app that you use to listen to the podcast. I've been told that ratings and reviews go a long way to reaching more people and growing the audience. Also, if you watch via YouTube, subscribe, like any videos, provide feedback on how I can do this better. You might have noticed today there's some new music. I'm trying something new, putting music in the middle of the episode as well. I want to keep evolving the podcast, making it better. So that's all from another episode of Slight Reliability. Thank you so much for tuning in. I want to make a special thank you to Steve McGee, Dom Finn, and Shay Stewart, and everyone who answered my questions and joined in the conversation on LinkedIn, Twitter, and Mastodon over the last couple of weeks. Hope you all have a good week, and I'll see you all next time.